B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session, guys. Let's say good morning to Angela. Hey, Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling Morning Court. First of all, congratulations. Your friend's getting married, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It sure is.
Well, what's going on?
All right.
Oh, okay. That's not why you called. Not for pleasantries.
Yeah, it kind of is.
All right.
So here's the deal, guys. I'm kind of conflicted about my friend getting married. She's in her 50s. It's her second marriage. She met this really sweet, lovely divorced guy. He's a little older, honestly. He's not particularly attractive, but, you know.
Hey, second time.
But this is unlike anyone she's ever dated. He's nice, and he's loaded.
Oh, okay.
Loaded.
All right.
So he's just head over heels about my friend, and according to her Facebook, she's madly in love with him. Mm-hmm. She posts all these lovey-dovey pictures about how she's so happy, and he's the one, and she can't wait to spend the rest of her life with him.
Okay,
that's lovely.
It sounds nice.
What's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
What's the deal, Angela?
Nice.
Come on, spill it. What's going on?
Okay, so when she's with us, I mean, I'm one of her three best friends. She talked total trash about him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's not cute. He's terrible in bed. Okay. Hates his comb over and his kids.
Oh, she hates his comb over and his kids.
Comb over, I see.
Well, and she also says, don't be surprised if I quit my job after I get married because I won't have to work.
Oh, okay. Money.
Yeah,
okay.
Money talks.
So he's loaded, right?
And she's, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, meantime, he's posting all these wonderful pictures of the two of them and how she's the love of his life. But I don't think she is.
Doesn't sound it.
No.
I feel really terrible about it.
Wow. Sounds like she's in like, not love. Yeah.
I think she's in love with the money.
Yes.
Yeah. So, well, what can we do for you, Morning Court?
I don't know. I mean, I feel really, really terrible about all this. I mean, should I talk to her and tell her she shouldn't do this to this man, or should I tell him? Or should I just mind my own business and go to the wedding?
Whoa. Three choices.
Three choices.
Sure, it'll be a nice wedding.
Yeah.
I know. That's true.
Open bar.
We'll
have steak.
Yeah.
Food's going to be great.
Yeah, it sounds it.
It's a lot to lose there.
The event of the season. Angela, you're a good person because, like I said, she's your friend and one of her besties, as you say, and you feel like you owe him maybe the truth, or do you? That's a tough question. Why don't you stay tuned? We'll have folks call, chime in, got some advice. You got three options as we see it, but maybe there's another.
I know.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Angela, stay tuned. All right? We're interested to see what you think about all your phone calls we're going to get for you today. All right, Angela?
Sounds good.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session. Oh, she called on a good day. Angela did. Because people are going to be busy. We get it. So, but she'd love to hear from you if you want to chime in at 888-410-1057. Should she just, as we say, mind your own business?
Just go to the wedding.
My job. Or should she, you know, let that guy know that it's like, not love? Or does she talk to her? What do you think?
She has some options. She has some options.
It doesn't sound like she is in love. You know the kind, LBF.
Sure.
Miss you, kiss you, mwah, mwah, mwah. All that lovey-dovey stuff. Yeah. What does she really love is the question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's 7:50 on this wacky Wednesday weather-wise. We got flood watches, coastal flood advisories, high wind advisories, just a giant yuck.
Yeah.
Right? Just a ball of yuck. But that's the way it goes. It'll pass.
Yeah, like everything.
We're trying to help like Angela today. You ever have a friend, especially these days, because you see more with social media. They're out. It's all good. They're all lovey-dovey with their new boyfriend, now soon to be married.
Yeah.
And you know that she doesn't really love him so much. It's more about his money. So
ooh.
What would you do? And that's what Angela called for Morning Court. Sharon, I'm going to go to you. What advice do you have for Angela today?
MYOB.
Yes.
MYOB. Is that it?
MYOB.
Just don't go there.
The thing of it is, she has nothing to gain because she's going to get mad. She'll lose her friend. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to end up married anyhow. And unfortunately, if he's not bright enough to see this, then he's going to learn the hard way.
What if he doesn't care? What if he's
what do you care?
What if she's fun, attractive? He doesn't care. He's just having a good time.
Then that's his choice, and I guess, you still stay out of it either way. You have nothing to gain by getting involved. You have everything to lose. You'll lose a friend. You'll look like you're being mean, negative.
If you do it the wrong way, for sure. All right, Sharon, M-Y-O-B, Sharon says. Thank you. Have a great day. You stay dry. Stay safe. Okay, Diane, what advice do you have for Angela today?
I think she should talk to her friend and be honest and just tell her that it's not the right thing to do. She might lose a friend, but I feel bad for the guy. And plus, down the road, maybe she'll have to spend money on divorce lawyers if she's really unhappy with him.
Right.
Well, Diane, what if this guy is smarter than we think and he goes prenup? But she can still live the good life, but still,
There you go. Then we see how, she really feels about it.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yes, the truth serum. Prenup.
Yes.
All right, Diane.
For sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Stay dry. Stay safe.
You too.
Let's say hi to Jerry. Jerry, you think she should mind her own business? Right.
Yeah, I definitely do. She, like the other caller said, she's got nothing to gain. She'll lose her friend. Just let her friend be happy. If she wants the guy to, to marry her, then just mind her own business. Because she'll definitely lose her friend, but more importantly, she's going to miss out on the free bar at her wedding.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Well,
bingo. You don't want to miss a good party.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, Jerry.
I
can't say you're 100% wrong.
Thanks, guys.
All right?
Oh, yeah.
No.
All right, you take care.
Okay, bye. Jerry. Well, I'm sure it'll be a good bar, but that's for sure. But anyway, so in case you missed the call, Angela was saying that her best friend, really doesn't say a lot of great things about the guy she's about to marry. Doesn't like his comb over.
Who likes a comb over? Let's be honest. Can she work on that?
Yeah, there's some things she doesn't like about him, but she's can live with that, as it turns out, because he's got bank. What do you say? 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. 756 is Bob, LBF, and Brian Morning Court. Today, well, we have a case where Angela is listening because she has a friend who's getting married to a guy she's convinced not in love with. It's her second time. It'd be his second time. He's got some money. And
that helps. She marry wants in to know, a minute what you make in a lifetime.
Right. So should she say anything to her friend and say, look, you're not in love with him. It's not good for you. It's certainly not good for him. What should she do? She's kind of, at this point, not sure. All right. ROR, good morning. What would you do?
Well, I think she should probably talk to one of his friends, plant the prenup seed, and let it go from there.
Plant the prenup seed.
Yes.
You don't think that's a little, I don't know, devious to go to talk to him? It's her friend.
But it gets the second person away, so she's clean.
Two persons, twice removed. So she, that's funny, though.
Wow. That's pretty sneaky.
Yeah, I never saw that seed at the hardware store. You see that seed, the prenup seed?
The prenup seed.
Bury it deep.
All right.
Thank you. Devious. All right, yeah, so talk to one of his friends, so his friend talks to him. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's getting in there just to plant the prenup seed.
Right.
Okay.
Planting the prenup seed.
All right, Angela's listening. She's anxious to hear what you guys say, so you can call anytime. 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. With all this crazy weather, we still are going to do a morning court because Angela called earlier. Still listening. We hope to talk to her in a minute about what she is calling for. which is a friend of hers is getting married, really good friend, best friends. And she's marrying for the second time a guy who's a little bit older, divorcee, and he's got a lot of money and not particularly attractive, unlike anyone she's ever dated. Okay. So Angela's antenna up, saying, okay, you say you talk about him all the time. You're going to marry him even though you say these things about him, which is not exactly complimentary? Or should she myob?
Myob. That's for everyone else. Mind your own business.
Mind your own business. Okay. Those are the choices as we see it for Angela. Talk to her or him or MYOB. And Jen, do you have advice?
Absolutely. I think she can say like something to her friend like, hey, he's a nice guy, but then she should say nothing. She should absolutely not say anything to him at all.
Don't say anything to him.
She's going to barf. Nothing to him. She can say something nice, but the friend knows exactly what she's doing, and Angela's just going to borrow some trouble.
Okay. All right. Borrow some trouble.
She doesn't need that kind of drama.
Yep. Okay.
Don't borrow trouble.
I like that. That's good advice. She's listening. Thank you, Jen. You have a great day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay. Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, what advice do you have today?
I think that she sounds a little jealous. Ooh. Jealous of her friend. She's coming into money, and she doesn't have to work anymore. And
okay, but let's give her the benefit of the doubt. Lisa, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. What if you had a friend who you just know so well and know when she is in love and when she's not, and then she's proceeding with this marriage, even though she suspects it's not about the love?
If she's a true friend, she would go to her privately, one-on-one, and say, look, you're bashing him. Come on.
All right.
Do you really
talk to her is
this?
What you're saying. Okay. All right, Lisa.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye. Hi, Dita. What advice do you have today for Angela?
I would say take care of your friend first. Go out one-on-one, get her drunk, tell her, look, these are your concerns, and, you know, will this keep her happy? And if she says yes, I'd say, look, I promise, I'll shut up for the rest of the relationship. But just get it out there once so that she gives pause and thinks.
Ply her full of drinks.
Yeah, why not?
Just ply her and just let's see what comes out.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
And then...
You know, the best part about that, Dita, is afterwards, if anything goes bad, you have plausible deniability. Because, we were drinking too much. I didn't,
right. And then you'd be like, right? Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You're good,
exactly.
Dita.
Exactly. But you just get it out.
I like it.
I got,
but make sure drinks are poured.
Right.
Don't have a heavy, duty lunch.
At least two, if not three, before you breach the question.
Three drinks.
Like it. Three on. Drink minimums. My favorite.
Thank you, Dita. Good advice.
Thanks.
Well, Angela is back on the phone with us this morning. Quite a dilemma for her when you know your best friend looks, in all appearances, marrying for money. Meanwhile, the guy she's going to marry is in love, love, love. And you're not sure, Angela, if your friend is. So what have you decided, Angela? Anything based on today's calls?
Yeah, I think I'm going to talk to her. I think I'm going to just sit her down and say, look, if you're really in love with this guy, I'm 100% behind you. But, you know, money's not everything. And if this is all it's about, you know, maybe this isn't the right thing to do.
Sounds good. Upfront, honest. And, you know, she can't be mad at you for... She is talking trash about him.
Right. So. And you are one of her three best friends. Yeah, so you want to make sure that she's doing the right thing, too. And so I don't think you can go wrong with that because you're going to come from a good place, right? You're not accusing her. You're just saying, hey, you sure this is a big step, right? And do it for all the right reasons. Case closed. Okay. Thank you, Angela. Good luck with that. And I hope it's a great wedding. Hope it all works out. Okay?
I think so, too. Thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Fine. Very nice. Before we, we'll let Angela go, but David, you had some more advice you wanted to pass on?
Yeah, I think that people don't always marry for love. Mm. I mean, sometimes practicality comes into this, and I kind of feel like the friend should kind of like let her do what she's obviously aware she's doing. She's trying to settle down and get herself some provision for the rest of her life. And, you know, it's not all about, you know, sunshine and daisies. Although, you know, I'm married to a woman for 32 years that I would do that for again in a heartbeat. But that doesn't mean that she will.
Right.
And it's not really her business.
Okay. It's not, well, I think she's going to have the conversation, but maybe listening to you, Dave, maybe that'll, you know, give her something else to think about. Because, right, some people, so. Maybe you're married for different reasons.
Exactly.
If he seems happy.
It's not always the Notebook, people.
Yeah. Excuse me?
I'm just saying.
Oh, the Notebook.
No, the movie.
The movie.
Yeah. That is reality, and that's the way we live in this world. And if she wants to settle down and be provided with for the rest of her life, and she's willing to put up with whatever the differences are between what this guy is and Prince Charming.
Yeah. Comb-overs. I think comb-overs.
Prince Charming.
Go for it. I think go for it.
Maybe they're both happy.
Yeah.
Maybe they're both happy.
Yes.
Dave, you might have a point.
That's what it boils down to. Is if they're happy, stay away from it.
Happy and
they know it. Clap their hands.
Okay. Well, you know, time will tell. Thank you, Dave. Hey, congrats on your 32. That's great.
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Thank you.
And you said it. It's not always sunshine and lollipops. Right?
Sunshine and daisies.
Not always.
Oh, daisies.
Why are you always hungry, always. Bob?
I thought it was lollipops. I'm sorry. Thanks, Dave. I don't know. I always go for a lollipop. Remember that boxer back in the day who said he was coming to town to hand out lollipops and butt whoopings? And he's all out of lollipops.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy?
That's a fun guy.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm all out of lollipops.
All right.
What do you got?
I want lollipops. I'd rather lollipop.
I'm all out.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you why you're really going to enjoy putting on some Spanx.
Who's she looking at? What?
Just saying.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. Well, these things aren't easy to put on. Trust me.
Fun to watch, though.
Oh, hey, now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.